Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The History of Money by Jack Weatherford is a popular history and economic anthropology book that traces how money evolved from early exchange systems to modern electronic finance. Rather than treating money as a purely technical tool, Weatherford presents it as a social invention that reshaped trade, state power, warfare, culture, and everyday life. The book follows money through major historical shifts, including the emergence of coinage in Lydia, the growth of banking and paper money during the Renaissance, and the rise of digital and cyber money in the contemporary world. Its purpose is both explanatory and interpretive. It shows how monetary forms changed human civilization and why future financial systems may transform society as profoundly as earlier ones. Written for general readers, the book combines accessible narrative, historical examples, and broad cultural perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how coinage turned barter into organized commerce. Weatherford begins with the earliest monetary transformation, the invention of coins in Lydia, and the move away from simple barter and commodity exchange. This shift matters because coins did more than make trade easier. They standardized value, expanded markets, and allowed rulers and merchants to deal in a more portable and trusted medium. The book treats coinage as a civilizational breakthrough that helped underpin the commercial and political growth of the Greek and Roman worlds. By emphasizing the move from exchange in kind to monetized trade, Weatherford shows that money is not a neutral convenience, but a mechanism that reorganizes economic relationships. The historical argument here is that once societies could separate value from the physical goods being traded, commerce became more scalable, taxation became more efficient, and states gained new tools for administration and power. This first stage establishes the book's larger framework. Money changes not only how people buy and sell, but how entire societies are structured. Secondly, paper money and banking as engines of Renaissance change. A second major topic is the rise of banking, credit, and paper money during the Renaissance. Weatherford presents this period as a decisive transition because it linked monetary innovation to broader institutional and cultural change. Banks and paper instruments made it possible to move wealth more flexibly than with metal coin alone, and that flexibility supported long-distance trade, state finance, and urban commercial expansion. The book connects these developments to the decline of feudal arrangements and the rise of industrial capitalism, arguing that changes in money were inseparable from changes in labor, property, and political authority. This is not just a story about financial tools. It is a story about how new monetary practices enabled new social orders. Weatherford also emphasizes that Renaissance finance helped fund art and scholarship, showing that monetary systems shape culture as well as markets. The point is that paper money did not simply replace coin, but created a more abstract and expansive economic environment that altered what wealth could do. Thirdly, money as a force behind empire, war, and state power. Another central theme is the way money supports and transforms political power. Weatherford repeatedly shows that monetary systems are tied to the capacity of states to tax, borrow, wage war, and maintain administrative control. Coinage enabled empires to pay armies and manage tribute, while later banking systems expanded the ability of rulers and governments to finance large-scale ventures. The book's examples suggest that money is one of the hidden infrastructures of power. It determines who can mobilize resources, who can project force, and how economic authority becomes political authority. Weatherford also pays attention to the darker side of this relationship, including inflation, speculation, and the instability that arises when confidence in money breaks down. By placing money within the history of empire and conflict, he makes clear that monetary innovation is never purely technical. It changes who can command labor, whose debts matter, and how states survive periods of crisis. This perspective gives the book its broad historical reach and explains why money appears as both a source of order and a source of disruption. Fourthly, from gold standard to hyperinflation and speculative markets, Weatherford devotes substantial attention to the mechanisms of modern monetary systems, including the gold standard, currency speculation, hyperinflation, exchange rates, and near money such as food stamps. This material helps readers understand that money functions through trust, convention, and institutional support rather than intrinsic value alone. The gold standard appears as an attempt to anchor currency in something stable, but the book also shows that even gold-based systems are vulnerable to political pressure, war, and economic imbalance. Hyperinflation becomes an extreme example of what happens when money loses credibility. While speculation and exchange markets reveal that contemporary currencies are constantly being priced, hedged, and compared across borders. By including near money, Weatherford widens the definition of money beyond formal coins and notes to include instruments that perform monetary functions in daily life. This makes the analysis practical as well as historical. Readers come away with a clearer sense that modern finance is a layered system of promises, expectations, and state guarantees, not just a collection of physical objects or bank balances. Lastly, cyber money and the predicted future of electronic exchange. The book's forward-looking argument is that money is entering a third major transformation through electronic transfers, internet-based transactions, and cyber money. Weatherford presents this as an extension of earlier revolutions rather than a break from history, suggesting that money repeatedly dematerializes as societies grow more complex. In this view, electronic cash cards, digital transfers, and networked payment systems continue the long process by which value becomes more abstract and more mobile. The significance of this topic lies in its social implications. If money can move instantly across borders and exist mainly as information, then financial power becomes faster, less visible, and potentially more disruptive. Weatherford frames this as a change likely to affect economic behavior, political structures, and personal life, just as coinage and paper money once did. The book does not treat technology as a separate subject. Instead, it uses technology to show how monetary systems adapt to broader historical change. This future-oriented section gives the work lasting relevance beyond traditional monetary history. In conclusion, The History of Money is best suited for general readers, students, and professionals who want a broad, readable introduction to how monetary systems developed and why they matter. It is especially useful for anyone interested in economic history, anthropology, public policy, or the social consequences of financial change. The book offers practical benefits by helping readers understand core ideas, such as coinage, banking, inflation, exchange rates, and electronic payments without requiring advanced economic training. Its intellectual value comes from the way it connects money to larger historical patterns, including empire, capitalism, and cultural transformation. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is Weatherford's wide historical sweep and his insistence that money is a social invention with political and cultural consequences, not just a technical medium of exchange. The book is also accessible in style, which makes it easier to follow than more specialized economic histories. While it may not satisfy readers looking for a narrowly academic theory of money, it stands out as a compact, engaging survey that links ancient trade, modern finance, and the future of digital exchange into one coherent narrative. If you would like to support Jack Weatherford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.